Good morning. I now just have one item on my agenda. It's in regards to the South Coastal Library. We are proposing a lease for a temporary relocation of the library during the construction. The site that is proposed is located at the Creekside Plaza, which is adjacent to the Food Line in Millville. It's located on Route 26. The lease covers an existing structure. It's basically sort of a strip mall setup. We would be leasing 3,920 square feet. You should note the existing library is 10,000 square feet. So we are going to be have, as far as use of books and things of that nature, children's library will be full service. We will have to reduce things like access to some reference materials that will have to be put in storage, but we think the library can operate sufficiently for the period of time. The lease would become effective on September 1st. The cost is $3,266 per month. Again, it would be for 15 months, but it may be extended for 6 months on a month-to-month basis. I can tell you we're proposing a 13-month construction period for the library. So it would give us at least a month on the front end, and at least to move into the new facility, and at least a month on the back end to move back. But again, if we ran a little bit long, we have the option of extending the lease on a month-to-month basis. Of course, if the contractor runs long, we'll have liquidated damages in the contract, so he would be responsible for any of that extra lease cost. And I should mention that this works out to be about 83 cents per square foot, which is a good price, especially in that area. And I should also mention that there one reason we like this site is it has ample parking. So I have a motion I can read.
Better than about library.
Please read.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the lease agreement with J&N Hickman Family LP for the temporary relocation of the South Coastal Library during the construction phase of the expansion project.
So moved, Mr. President.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by?
Second.
Mr. Rogers, to approve the lease just so stated by Mr. Izzo for South Coastal Library relocation. Any questions? Now, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thanks,
Mike. Thank you. Old business, Mr. Phillips.
Okay.
I guess that's yours? We have a public hearing at 11
yeah.
o'clock.
11 o'clock, no.
Okay.
So we got, okay.
Yeah, we got 15 minutes.
We have an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Section 22 of the Code of Sussex County, allowing for an increase of density for multifamily dwelling structures and or townhouses and or townhomes in AR1 districts within comprehensive plan growth areas, providing for specific circumstances, fees, and or conditions for obtaining such an increase in density, and providing an incentive for the acquisition and preservation of open space and or active and or passive recreation areas.
Lawrence comes back. There he comes.
Where's Lawrence?
Right, he's sneaking in. He's getting his chair ready.
Do you have anything further on we're under old, first item in old business, Mr. Lank. Do you have anything further on that ordinance?
Not much.
Okay.
Didn't think you would.
Do I have a copy?
Yes, sir.
We got the minutes.
Okay.
We got the one that was handed out last time, right?
Yeah, it was actually introduced back in mm-hmm. May 1st of 2007. Going to do the first item? Under old business, an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Section 22 of the Code of Sussex County, allowing for an increase of density for multifamily dwelling structures and or townhouses and or townhomes in AR1 districts within comprehensive plan growth areas, providing for specific circumstances, fees, and or conditions for obtaining such an increase in density, and providing an incentive for the acquisition and preservation of open space and or active and or passive recreational areas. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on June 14th of 2007. on June 14th. They deferred action for further consideration. On July 19th of 2007, the commission discussed this application. There was a motion to approve the ordinance. There was not a second. Therefore, the motion died for lack of a record. The commission then again discussed the ordinance. Mr. Smith stated he likes the proposed amendment since it closed the loophole in the code that requires 75-foot buffers along roadways, that it requires 40% open space, that we do not have a current definition of open space, that since the comprehensive plan is being considered, the timing may not be appropriate, and questioned the 4/5 majority vote. Mr. Wheatley questioned the expeditious action. Mr. Burton stated there is a need for a clear definition for open space. Mr. Johnson stated that the commission is not bound to approve bonus density, that he would be more supportive if no expeditious processing was permitted, and that the environmentally sensitive developing area should not be included in the ordinance. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of the proposed ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Section 22 of the Code of Sussex County, allowing for an increase of density for multifamily dwelling structures and or townhouses in AR1 districts within growth areas for several reasons. One, the proposed ordinance clarifies the approval of multifamily or townhouse projects within an AR1 district. Currently, such projects could be permitted under the so-called catch-all part of the Section 115-22 of the Code. This amendment establishes a certain criteria area for permitting multifamily or townhouse projects, including open space requirements, buffers, and other design elements that do not currently exist. Two, this amendment directs multifamily or townhouse projects to growth areas under the county's comprehensive development plan. These growth areas include town centers, developing areas, or the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone. Three, by directing these types of projects to growth areas, they will be located where sufficient sewer and water infrastructure and capacity already exist. Four, the ordinance amendment would enable the county to collect fees where the land use or project is appropriate for the preservation of open space elsewhere in the county. And five, this recommendation for approval with the condition that Section 1, Subsection 8 of the ordinance amendment be deleted. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this ordinance amendment to the council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 5-0. Number 8 is in the ordinance states council and or the county administrator may consider and authorize an expedited review of the conditional use application filed under this section. And that is the section the commission chose to not recommend. The rest of the ordinance stands as written as far as the commission's recommendation.
Is it?
That's all I have.
Questions, Mr. Cole?
Is this the only time I get?
No. If okay. You need a second
this is
time.
Just, maybe after the public hearing, right? We can have it.
Is there a public hearing?
No, there's
oh, okay.
No public hearing.
Oh, okay. No, it's just well, 11 o'clock. It's called it. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Let me, I got a question then.
Questions or comments?
Questions? Okay.
Or well, comments, then, and I'll come back to you if you need a second turn.
Well, I got some notes here just when right. We start talking about it.
It's your turn.
But right now, I just want to ask questions. Could you give me an example of the buffers and other design elements that do not currently exist? So this one is, what is the major change we're seeing here? They highlighted that there was a...
There's actually an increase in the buffer being vegetated and being 75 foot.
Increase.
And it may also makes reference to along the public roads.
So that's the big thing that we got out of this ordinance.
No, I'm just saying you asked about buffers. That's
well, I'm just saying
and
it just
gets
says
more
here,
specific
this
about
is,
the
well,
vegetation.
Here, says, this amendment establishes certain criteria for permitting multifamily townhouse projects, including open space requirements, buffers, and other design elements that do not currently exist. So. I'm just wondering what new ones did we get that were so extraordinary that are going to be so helpful to development and growth and things of that nature.
As I stated, you got the 75 foot additional
75
over
foot.
And above what we have now.
And what do we have now?
We have 30-foot buffers basically now.
Okay, additional buffer.
It also provides that the buffer be vegetated and has a mix of tree types and prefer that the majority be of common local species.
Yeah.
Makes reference to the size and the age of the tree.
Pretty important stuff.
Well, it is when the ordinance doesn't now say it, because they can plant seedlings now.
Right, but don't you have the ability at the site plan approval process? Don't we have the ability to impose this stuff today, maybe, currently?
We do, but it's not specified in the code.
Right, we do have the ability, right? We've just chosen not to do it.
Typically, the ordinance that we have today just says we should have a vegetated buffer or a forested buffer.
Okay.
Argument gets into vegetated, could be grass.
Right.
This
right.
way there's more specificity to it. And the other big thing would be the 40% open space.
Okay. But we can require today under our current ordinances, we can require 40% open space. We could have been, right?
Since this is a conditional use process, you could require anything. Sure.
That's right. We could have been requiring it all along.
But you're being more specific in this issue and this issue alone as it relates to the conditional use application.
Well, it's somewhat positive, but I'm trying to find out what we're getting with this additional density. What new things are we getting that we didn't have before? And it sounds to me right now so far, Lawrence, that everything that's been cited, we could have been doing.
We could have, but you need to be
right.
more specific
just where that,
instead
right.
of doing things by policy.
We could have been doing it. Okay, and how about...
The other thing is that you're taking out the catch-all. Catch-all just says any residential, commercial, business, or industrial use is more appropriately approved as a conditional use. Means anything.
I understand.
And it takes the multifamily out of that clause and gets specific about multifamily use.
Right. Okay, how about when it comes down to this other suggestion, I guess P&Z has made, that the... there's no reference to, I think where the spot here is, I wrote down, the highway capacity. It says it's number three, we're directing these types of growth, these projects to growth areas. They would be located where sufficient sewer and water infrastructure and capacity already exists. We don't really talk about, in this whole ordinance, about highway capacity, do we? Doesn't reference it at all?
No.
No. Okay, I mean, I would think most people in this county are more concerned right now as anything, along with the concern that this applies to the environmentally sensitive area, because I noticed that a couple of the commissioners thought we shouldn't apply it there, but it still ended up getting put in there at the end. But highway capacity seems to be a big concern. We're going to be putting additional density in areas that are not only environmentally sensitive, but the highway capacity problems of Route 24, Route 9, Route 54, Route 26 is obvious to everybody, and all I've ever figured out is when you add additional density, you're adding more cars, and you're adding to the problem before we've ever seen any kind of correction. So it still comes across as interesting that we went through a hearing with a couple people that came up, and I said I can only remember Mr. A developer came up in support of it, and a land planner, and hitting the land planner basically pointed out that thought it was that we're going in the right direction, but maybe we should have some better definitions of where the open space goes, because this for preservation of open space elsewhere in the county really doesn't give anybody really any guidance. Elsewhere in the county doesn't mean a whole lot when you're adding density in the coastal area and you're giving open space, you know, over in, say, Gumbara, Bridgeville, or Seaford, or Laurel, and those outside areas. It just, and I thought I heard one of the council, or one of the commissioners state that they were concerned about that, but I guess when it came down to the vote, they lost those concerns. But isn't elsewhere seem to be a kind of a vague term? I mean, I you can't answer, I'm sure.
Well, you could say it's vague, but elsewhere would be the majority of the county.
Well, I mean, it's all of Sussex County, it could be anywhere. And it doesn't tell you the quality of it. Doesn't apply. I mean, there's nowhere in here it says about anything about the quality of the open space, the type of open space. It could be, could it be farmland preservation money? Could it go towards that? Would that qualify?
I can't answer that question.
Well, who could?
That'd be up to council.
Oh, it would be up to council. Okay, so
you have to have a 4/5 majority vote if this is approved.
So there isn't really any good definition still of
open space and what it means? Right.
Yeah.
So where have we gotten from that last public hearing to this point? We've just basically put it back in front of us again the same way. And I thought I heard concerns. I thought I even heard some of the councilmen in agreement sometimes with some of the people that were talking. And it appeared to me that the staff would maybe be reworking it, but it sounds to me like it's just come right back up, and it seems to me the timing is pretty curious because tonight we're meeting with our land use consultants and the Planning and Zoning Commission to talk about these things, and yet we're ready to adopt this.
I don't disagree, but that's the way it was presented.
It's not your fault, but I'm just saying
same issue came up months ago. Whether we should be doing now or wait till
the commission was also concerned about that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm just running, trying to figure out what is the rush, and I mean, I think I know the rush, but I just was wondering if anybody would be honest enough to actually say it. I guess I don't have any more questions. Mr. Dukes, it seems to me that if it has any merit, as I've said before, it ought to be everywhere but the environmentally sensitive district. So I don't see any change in that area. I see the traffic situations are not addressed. I see there's no definitions. The concern that the state of Delaware had with a number of items, I have their letter in here. There's no sense in me talking about that right now. I think everybody's familiar with that. None of those have been addressed. So it's a poorly written ordinance. It only had the support of the developers. When I read through the newspaper letters to the editor, all I could find in support was Mr. Phillips's letter. The only other thing that really concerns me about this, and it was generated, I think, at the Sussex County Land Trust. The Land Trust is looking for a revenue source because the developers haven't ponied up like they claimed they would. So when you look at the makeup of the Sussex County Land Trust, started out with good intentions, I agree, but you have Mr. Dukes and Mr. Phillips sitting on the Sussex County Land Trust. These two gentlemen have probably been so supportive of growth in this county on most issues. They've been for everything and have been basically, and in my opinion, have ignored most of the infrastructure problems. The other two members, you have Mr. Hudson and Mr. Shell, two major developers in the county. Then you have a banker, a farmer who's pro-growth, and poor Dennis Forney, who's been duped, in my opinion. I hope he's been duped, unless he's bought into it. But I think it's a lopsided group. We're not getting a fair presentation here. We're not getting a fair open-minded look at what's going on in this county. I think it's this. They're using the Sussex County Land Group that works with the conservation districts and all that. I mean, all this, you know, all the good things. But look at the makeup. I'm getting to the opinion, and I hated to do it. You got the foxes in the hen house, and now we're here looking at more density to solve the problems of Sussex County. Affordable housing, more density. Open space, more density. Everything's more density, more density. Something's amiss here, and it's just curious to me. So that's all my comments for now, but I'd like to have an opportunity later.
Correction, Mr. Cole, I'm not on that board, the Sussex Land Use Trust. I'm not on that board.
Yeah, okay, well, you just must have just sat down recently.
I've been off for quite a while.
Who's on there now?
Mr. Rogers, Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Rogers, Mr. Phillips. Yeah. Okay, well.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Phillips.
My mistake.
Pass and maybe come back when all the concerns have been raised. I can address them all at one time.
Well, we're not gonna run this thing around forever this morning.
I can try to anticipate some of the other issues. Okay. With respect to this ordinance, it's important to understand that this imposes new restrictions, not less. It's important to understand that the council, all of the council, has been increasing density in the environmentally sensitive district without these restrictions. These restrictions include the vegetative buffer. They include a required 40% open space. And probably the greatest new restriction is a fee for this additional density that in the past developers and landowners in those growth zones have gotten for free. One of the best parts of this is that money that will be raised from the developers will go toward the preservation of open space in this county. I think it's very important to understand that this ordinance applies to conditional use permits only. And as this council knows, we have the authority and the right to put any restriction on those conditional use permits that we deem necessary. It is true, in the past we have not, so I have taken the advice of some members of this council and have put those restrictions in the code through this ordinance. That way it's not going to be an option that the council can ignore in the future, as has been raised as a concern. I would like to offer an amendment that will require the council to only spend those funds in a designated area in the same watershed as the development that has been approved. A watershed is a logical way to restrict those funds, as it is a environmentally recognized geographic location, and it is defined, is well defined, and we can easily direct the Sussex County Land Trust, who will simply be recommending lands to be preserved, that they only use those funds from this ordinance toward preserving land within the same watershed as those developments. And on that note, I'd like to offer this language to Section 3 of the ordinance. It currently says the Sussex County Council, prior to the signing of a contract to purchase or lease open space for preservation and or active or passive recreation areas, shall approve all land or conservation easements purchased which utilize monies paid to the county under the terms of this amendment. All such approvals by the council shall be by a 4/5 majority vote. And that is where it currently ends. With the assistance of council, legal counsel, I would like to move that we add the phrase, and shall include a determination that the land and or conservation easement to be acquired is located in the same watershed area as the land where the bonus density will be located. And I have copies of this change that I would like to offer as a motion, if there aren't any questions. It's on page 2, at the end of number 3, it's the underlined portion.
Anything else?
Can I make that motion now, Mr. President?
A motion to do what?
Let's go.
Yeah, let's
going. Get the other comments, and then we'll come back to this.
Okay.
You have any other comments?
Not this time.
Mr. Rogers.
Okay, I've not read the amendment yet. I just paraphrased it there just a second ago. I have a number of concerns. First of all, I'd like to defend the land trust. I've sat on that body for a brief period of time and had my eyes open on the way they did manage themselves, and the idea of the councilman sitting on the land trust body is that the funding that comes from this body, county council, is monitored, brought back to this body prior to that money being spent to purchase property for open space. And from the meetings I have attended, Mr. Forney runs a very, very tight ship and above board, so in defendance of that. During the public hearing process, and I went through and highlighted this morning in the minutes, and I've been reading this ordinance for some time now. I do have concern about it being an environmentally sensitive area. That was brought forth over and over again during the public hearing process. And we have been, as a body here, debating the word open space. What is the definition of open space now for over 5 years? And that seems to be we hit a wall each time that we try to come to a definition of it. I don't like gray areas when it comes to ordinances. I think it should just be black and white and say what it is. And there's a lot of things in here that says, for instance, it says that the county be enabled to collect funding for this. I think if they're going to do this and it's a price, they pay it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It just say, don't enable you to do it. It says the developer's going to pay it. I said during the public hearing process, my comments that we are in the middle of updating the land use plan. I think this ordinance may have some merit if it's tweaked and rewritten in some areas. And I'd like to become part of the land use plan that we got. And we do have a workshop tonight. that I'm sure the word open space is going to come up again to do that. One of the concerns I had besides the environmentally sensitive district, and that could be easily deleted in number two of the commission's findings, the open space definition, updating our comp plan, you know, why couldn't it wait till that period of time? And I did say to have some merit. One thing, I know it's conditional use process, but in where it says in the multifamily area here, it specifically says, let me find it here. Mr. Lang's read it several times. The amendment directs multifamily or townhouse projects to growth areas under the county comprehensive plan. The growth areas include town centers, developing areas, environmental sensitive districts, and overlay zones. This would allow to get the multifamily and additional density. Basically, I like to see duplexes only and not get into a condo or an apartment situation, because that would be out of character with the neighborhoods that it would go in. When you say multifamily, every developer don't build the same quality development. And, you know, we do have some in here where they have multifamily units, and you can't tell it from a single-family home. It looks like an estate home more than anything else. But yet, if you define what type of construction it could be, and there couldn't be any condos or any apartments, that puts it back to a duplex situation or the not the condo, not the apartment. And that's the concern that I got at this point with the ordinance. And I would, you know, like I said, I think it's got some merit, but we need some tweaking to be done.
Mr. Jones?
Thank you, Mr. President. I just got a couple comments because most of them have been made. I have to go with Mr. Rogers as far as the land trust. I think they do an excellent job. The recommendation from the land trust was to support this ordinance. We talk about open space. This guarantees 40%. If you look back, I went back and looked. I think the ordinance came up in front of council about four times in the last, like 2 years ago, and trying to get it. I was president at one time, trying to get something on the board. You know, we can sit here. It seems like we can't come to terms with what we did with the open space. I think we modified it one time, and then we open space. We brought it back up, and nobody could make a decision. I have, you know, on this situation, it just died every time, or it got thrown out, and it was basically, we have to sit up here and blame ourselves for not having a good open space ordinance. So one of the things when I did talk to the land consultant is that he maybe can come to some terms. I like the bigger buffer, and I also like that the catch-all is taken out of some of it because it makes it pretty cut and dry. That's all the comments I have at this particular time.
My comment is, I agree with most of the comments the other councilmen have made. I question if this gutted the whole thing when they took out the reason to not expedite the application. I think that is one reason that the developers would use it and would be willing to pay the money up front for open space. But to take it out and say that you got to wait through the 14 months or whatever, I'm not sure that if they could get the same thing for and not pay anything for it, if they wouldn't wait, because the process now takes 2 to 3 years to get through all your permitting process. So I just wonder if that should be left in or left out. My comment, and I agree with most of the other comments that the councilman have made. Mr. Phillips has a proposed amendment to that, and I guess we need to vote on that, in or out.
Mr. President, again, this process, it just concerns me. It seems that all of you have shared the concerns of that the timing is not good. And here we're talking about amendment, we're piecemealing it. You know, we have heard about, I think, what Mr. Rogers says, you know, this can be tweaked. We ought to be taking out some stuff, putting in some stuff, tightening up the language. It's, at this point, it's too vague, too poorly written, you know, for us to act on, or we shouldn't act on it, let's put it that way. You know, how can we, you know, we can't even agree on a definition of open space. And here we are,
taken pot shots, you know, today. We've had no discussion, no workshop on it, really no conversation. Mr. Jones, when you allude to the fact that we've been grappling with this definition, we talked about it once a couple years ago and it dropped. There's been no other conversations about it unless you're all talking about it outside. But we can't get together on open space. So there's where
Mr. Cole, that says
it's hard for the general public to have confidence in a council that can't even agree on open space. So my suggestion is Mr. Lank ought to come together, look at some of it, and put together a good ordinance with some good tight language that's not vague. When we say open space can be elsewhere in the county, now we're talking about tightening it up to the designated work watersheds. I think if somebody really studied that and took the number of units that would be proposed in some of these watersheds, or at least show me a map where watersheds are. We haven't even seen the map to look and see what watersheds look like. So we're all just shooting from the hip on an ordinance is so important, and it's controversial, I think. I think there's a lot of concern out there that this has gone in the wrong direction. So I would suggest, Mr. Dukes, that we ought to defer on this, get a map on watersheds, get an amendment, like what he talked about, duplexes. I kind of agree. When you start intermingling these different types of housing types, you've got people who've had a comfort level that have moved out in the country in these AR districts. They said, it's only single-family homes. And that's all can go in here and there and everywhere else. And then we come in and throw this in. So I think we ought to look at this and try to get a good ordinance, not just to placate Mr. Phillips and his, you know, trying to take care of whatever his agenda is. But I think we've got, like some of them say, it's got some merit. Take the environmentally sensitive district out. I think you probably got a decent ordinance because the rest of the county can probably afford a lot of this additional density, and we could make some money. The other thing is we ought to be looking seriously at impact fees. We can do all this through impact fees, and it catches everybody, just not new development. You're not going to get enough money to help a watershed to buy property in these watersheds. And so we may end up doing something here that's going to, again, you're going to look up in a year or two and say, oh, it didn't work. Why don't we try to get something that works? So I'd like to defer on this and put it back into the staff's hands. There's no time, you know, we got consultants we're paying big bucks for to help us through this. So tell me where I'm wrong and move forward any way you want, but I just think it's ill-conceived at this point.
Mr. Phillips?
I'd like to make a motion to amend this ordinance so that in addition to the current language found in number 3, the added phrase "and shall include a determination that the land and or conservation easement to be acquired is located in the same watershed area as the land where the bonus density will be located." And
I'll second it.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second Mr. Jones, to amend section 3, the sentence that he just read regarding the watershed. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
That is a positive move. The only thing I've seen positive, I'm hoping there'll be other amendments before this is done, because if that's the only amendment, you still haven't got a good ordinance. But I'll vote yes to add that, because that would make more sense than what we've got here today.
Thank you. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Okay.
I'd like to make a motion, Mr. President, that we defer on this and we direct it back to the planning and zoning staff to put together still some a better ordinance incorporating some of the concerns that we've seen here or some suggestions. I'd like to see a watershed map. We've just now included that as part of this ordinance, and no map in this whole building of watersheds. Seems odd. So I would like to defer and get additional information, get some input from people that we're paying now some money, and bring it back on in the future.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, to defer. Do I have a second?
Mr. President, I don't want to disturb or upset my colleague, Mr. Phillips. I think the ordinance has a lot of potential. I think it needs to, like as I said, be tweaked and a couple areas that we got. And I think it probably will pass in some form, but I think it's a bit premature this morning to do that. And I'd like to second that motion for deferral to look at these areas, and maybe after the workshop tonight that it could come back very quickly with Mr. Lank is very well educated on this and has met with Mr. Phillips but maybe the open space definition, as Mr. Cole said, is we can come to some kind of thing with our planner that we got, land use planner this evening or whatever. But like I said, I think it will pass in some form, but I just would like to see it just to tweak it a little bit more and adjust, and I second that for a deferral.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Rogers, to defer on the ordinance that we've been discussing. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
No.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is no also, because this whole ordinance came in front of, it has gone through our land use consultants, because that was a suggestion in the beginning. And I think they sat down and wrote it, so therefore I think they have reviewed it, so my vote is no.
I agree. They have also looked at it and made comment. My vote is no. Motion denied. Okay, John, where we go?
With that, Mr. President, is there an item two? Is there a consensus to remove the environmentally sensitive district?
Well, you have to make. Are you able to make a? You have to make a motion now to.
I'm just asking before I try to make a motion.
I agree with. This is.
I know it's conditional use process, but it's been loud and clear from all angles that that's the main concern. That and the open space is the definition of that is the two areas that people are really concerned about.
I could speak to that.
Yes, sir.
we are currently approving this type of development in the environmentally sensitive developing district. In fact, you yourself, the whole council voted unanimously for Malone Enterprises just last week, which was in the environmentally sensitive developing area, and I don't believe I heard any concern at that time. What I would like to point out is that this will actually make it harder for developers to develop in the environmentally sensitive developing area, because unlike last week where they got that additional density for free, they're going to have to pay a lot of money to do this. And then the possible effect of this ordinance is actually a slowdown of development of higher densities in the environmentally sensitive developing district if they're going to have to step up with hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, to do this development. So this actually creates new restrictions and would very well slow down development in that area.
Do we have, there's no definition, again, of the word open space. I think it's a good draft of an ordinance, and I think there's some things that if we could just take a little time to adjust it, it would be unanimously passed. I just really do. I think it's a good ordinance.
Could I address the open space?
The open space and environmentally sensitive is a serious concern.
I just talked about the environmentally sensitive. On the open space, number six, it does define open space, which is currently our definition in this council. It may not be the definition that everybody wants, but it currently is the operating definition, which is open space shall be unsubdivided land not containing any structures. And why this is significant is, again, looking just last week at the Malone Enterprise application, which passed unanimously, they only had 13% open space. Had this ordinance been in place, regardless of what the definition is, they would have had three times. They've been required to have three times more open space. If in the future we redefine open space, it's redefined in the entire code. So even if we go through this land use update and we come up with a new definition, in the future it will apply here as well.
Mr. Lang, what's the draft that we got last week, and I don't have it in front of me, the land use plan draft, isn't there a new definition or suggested definition that was made by our consultant?
They're suggested. I don't have a copy in front of me either.
I got a copy, I'm going to dig it out.
Do you have any, can you vaguely remember?
Mr. Gunn, you have a copy of me?
Sure, we're going to have one suggested, but I don't recall.
I think I read that
I don't think it was in that part. The part we got so far.
Thank you so much.
It's an issue that the consultants have been advised to advise us on.
Right.
So if there is an amendment to the open space, it will refer to open space throughout all of our ordinances. We won't have to go back individually and change this definition here.
That's right.
Mr. Dukes. I would point out that this provides that itself defines open space. It says, which shall be set aside as common open space, comma, which shall be unsubdivided land not containing any structures.
So it's in here, we can't, yeah, we...
I would submit that this ordinance defines open space in that paragraph.
Are you saying with a new definition in our land use plan?
It's possible that you would have to amend this depending on what open space you came up with, because there is a self-contained definition within that paragraph six explaining what the term, as it's used in this ordinance, common open space is.
And it is common as part of the updating of the land use plan to have to do kind of a blanket ordinance that changes all the sections of the code. And this section would be changed just like probably dozens of others. So it's not anything that would be, you know, uncommon to address at that
time. So this definition includes currently right now, it could include federal wetlands, wetlands, right? If it's on a parcel, I'm just saying, if it's on a parcel, and some developer who's laying out to his plan, he could say, my 40% open spaces is this area here, which could be state wetlands, because that actually would meet the definitions within their, you know, their property line, so it could. And it could meet the federal wetlands, which is going to be open space no matter what. But they will now include that, so we actually can get less quality open space through this ordinance because of this little, it's a loophole, basically. It gives something that we already have.
You'll have to talk to Mr. Griffin about
that. Oh, I understand. No, I understand.
Yeah.
Right. That's okay. No, okay. That's all right. But I'm glad you pointed that out. We weren't aware of that. Thank you.
David just handed me a copy of the draft. I have to say draft. About 2 pages in reference to eligible open space.
That's what I thought.
What is it?
About 2 pages in reference to eligible open space. And it's, I can read it if you want.
I think that's...
No, they don't... The
but it's in draft form of the land use plan that's proposed to be discussed this evening.
Sure. Well, it'll be a little late.
And if we change the land use plan, then that definition will apply here, too.
No, it won't.
I'll be the first one to support
she just
that
said,
amendment.
She just... Oh, amendment. Okay.
It would require an amendment if it was a change.
We do that every time we update the land use plan.
All we have to do is wait a couple days. But yet you'll put the county through a big expense of going through a whole amendment process and public hearings and all that, when all we got to do is wait for a definition for open space. It's amazing, this rush that is on here with three of the councilmen. I just don't quite understand it. I'm sure anybody in the audience is here on this topic doesn't understand it. No. We still have weak definitions and everything else. I don't get it. I'm with Mr. Rogers. We need to...
Not far from there.
No, I mean, like I said, take out the environmentally sensitive development district. It may be a good ordinance. I would probably look at it entirely different.
And that means in the future we would have to continue to give away density in that district.
You don't have to give it away. You are allowed to vote no,
you
which
voted,
is you, what you've been, you have a difficult time of doing. But don't blame your...
No, you've given it away five of the seven times it was before you in the last year, Mr. Cole.
Okay.
All right.
Don't use me as your you know, reason for doing things, please.
There is a definition in their altered open space.
Did somebody read it?
Well, you got this last Tuesday. You haven't read it?
Yeah. I haven't. No, I haven't. I can't remember. Could you read it for the record today?
You can't remember if you read it.
I've glanced through that thing. I'm waiting for tonight. We're having the consultants, and we're going through it tonight. Would you read it today for the record, Dale? That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, I can have Mr. Lank read it.
Somebody here, Mr. Lank. Or, I don't know what the hesitancy is.
I got a lot to read today anyway.
Right. Just somebody read it. Get it over with.
In the draft,
right.
Of the comprehensive land use plan proposed.
Is that the same thing as Dale
got? Open space. It states Sussex County is interested in establishing standards to ensure preserved open space is well located and serves a public function. In many cases, mature woods, steep slopes, creek valleys should be preserved in their natural state. In other cases, the open space may be intended for active recreation. In still other cases, trees should be planted in the open spaces and trails should be installed. Key is to avoid open space that is simply the land left over after the most economical layout of lots and roads is completed. Valid public purposes for open space include to preserve land for agriculture, hay fields, orchards, and tree farms, to preserve environmental sensitive areas, particularly creek valleys and concentrations of mature woods, to manage stormwater in a more attractive and naturalistic manner that protects water quality as opposed to engineered channels and traditional fenced-in retention basins, to provide usable recreation area or important links in a trail system, to preserve large contiguous swaths of open space and visible locations that maintain a feeling of open space and that provide a visual relief between developments. At best, some open space would be preserved along exterior routes. The following are useful criteria for assessing the value of open space areas proposed as part of a new development. In most cases, at least half of the required open space should be in one contiguous area. Isolated areas such as less than 1 acre and narrow areas of land such as less than 75 feet wide should not be counted as open space. However, more narrow stretches may be suitable for trail use. Retention basins should not be considered open space unless they are designed as a major scenic asset, such as a natural appearing pond, or are clearly suitable for recreation. Roads and parking should not count as open space except for small parking areas that are necessary to serve non-commercial recreational use. It may be appropriate to establish a maximum percentage of open space that can be covered by impervious surface. If not intended for active recreation, open space should be landscaped in trees, shrubs, and other attractive vegetation, including natural vegetation. Most types of commercial recreation, other than a golf course, should not count as common open space. Buildings should not count as open space except for buildings that only serve recreational purposes. And if appropriate and if possible, open space should be interconnected with common open space areas and or trail areas on abutting parcels. That gives you some in the positive sense of open space.
Is that in that book? That's not what they have in the book, is it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
They had all that
with that,
Mr. Word
President,
right out of there.
Mr. President, Mr. Lambert, with that said, just a draft, let's clarify that. In the amendment presented by my colleague, Mr. Phillips, on item 6, where it says the percentage of total site which shall be set aside as common open space, the next between the next two commas, which shall be unsubdivided land not containing any structures, if that was to be stricken, whatever's passed in the land use plan would be inserted to be the meat of open space. If I can ask my, if we can ask our legal counsel, is that true?
I believe that would be a smart remedy to this current issue.
Because this is going to make it confusing if it's passed in this form, it's going to conflict with the land use plan, whatever's passed there. Then you would have to come back again and amend the definition of this in this ordinance. So if that is stricken, whatever is passed at the end in the land use plan as a definition would be what it would be in this document also.
Would you repeat that one time so I can strike out what you're proposing?
Yeah, on item 6 of page 2 of the amendment offered by Mr. Phillips, it says the minimum percentage of total site which shall be set aside as common open space, leave that. The next sentence says, which shall be unsubdivided land not containing any structures, strike that, and then say shall be 40% of the total land area included in this application. And that way, whatever you pass in the land use plan that's in that draft, if that does come to be the final document, this would contradict that if this is not taken out.
Also, to be even further certain, you may want to say as set aside as common open space instead, comma, as that term has been defined in the land use plan or whatever.
But we haven't adopted the plan yet.
But I'm saying.
It
will be.
I know, but there's no definition going to be that long.
No, but I'm
That was kind of what, that was not a definition what we heard here about open space. That was basically trying to educate everybody on what open space is and what it should imply for us to develop a definition. So that's still not a definition. So we still don't have a definition that we're working on. But but what you might, I guess, if you could add something that just says as defined in a land use plan, whatever the land use plan is, mm-hmm. whichever one we adopt, it becomes the opposite. And it shouldn't, I'll tell you, other gentlemen, it shouldn't include the wetlands, because the wetlands, they can't build in anyway. We ought to have some, you know, high quality open space. So you ought to exclude wetlands in there. But
That would have to be in the ordinance.
That should have to be added into this.
To the ordinance.
One you three want to adopt, you could add it in there now. If you wanted to say, it needs to be, like they said, areas that aren't, that are usable. Wetlands are not usable in typical frame of mind. So if you just added in number six, for the 40% area is not to include state and federal wetlands.
That will be in the ordinance.
This is the ordinance.
That would be in the open space ordinance, defining what open space is and not, if I'm not mistaken.
You could also double reference it right here.
Well, if you're referring to this as open space and tell somebody they must refer to the land use plan to determine what open space is, then you have the flexibility to debate what will open space be at that time that you adopt that.
That's what I was trying to say.
But, Lawrence, doesn't the land use plan simply provide guidance and our code is what defines?
It's a law in itself, but that's the intent is to provide guidance. Then we have, once we adopt the land use plan, we have 18 months to prepare the ordinances to be in compliance with the plan.
And if we don't always make that, so if there's a conflict between what is ultimately passed in ordinance with what is originally adopted in the land use plan, which definition takes precedent?
The ordinance would take preference.
Okay.
Once it's established.
Mr. Phillips, this is its own ordinance. This is the law. And
you're talking about when you suggest that we reference the land use plan, as Mr. Lang just pointed out, what ultimately is passed to support the land use plan could be different than the land use plan.
What I'm saying is if you have directed somebody that the definition for open space will be in Webster's dictionary, then whatever Webster's Dictionary says is what open space will be. It doesn't have to be a law that you're referring to.
But my point is that the land use plan is much looser than our ultimate ordinances that become ensconced in our code. So if we're going to reference anything, we ought to reference our code rather than the loose definition in the land use plan.
That's your decision in the council people.
I personally believe that Mr. Rogers' first inclination was the correct one.
It's law.
Both of them are law.
Yeah, well, whatever.
You got another gray area, Mr. Jones, like we've had before. Yes. What we did the last time is we adopted a land use plan, then we took all these months and played around with all the ordinances. The suggestion was when we went into this process that we would adopt the land use plan and that these people are going to do the ordinances and we're going to do it simultaneously. So we wouldn't fall into this situation where Mr. Phillips says, we have an ordinance here, we have an ordinance here, which one do we follow? No. When we adopt this land use plan, we're supposed to do it at the same time. That was the, and tell me if I'm wrong, somebody, but that's what I heard when we got into this whole process. There's Mr. Rogers is shaking his head.
We would debate the ordinances, but they'd be written
simultaneously. Because these guys, remember, why we picked them is because they had
the
ability.
Ordinance writers.
Right, and we're going to have it all at the same time, so we adopt it. Now then, unless there's some change to that process, I'm expecting a land use plan and ordinances to be presented simultaneously. Is that what's going to happen, or am I being naive again?
I got no problem with that.
That's not what was going to happen.
Huh? No.
You're going to prepare the land use plan. You adopt it, then you prepare the ordinances over 18-month period.
Right.
But the land use, use planner can have those prepared.
Oh,
it don't have to be 18 months.
The goal was to do it all at the same time, because last time we played around and we changed them as we went through it and tampered with them and tinkered with them, and it wasn't all the same. So anyway,
time the mistake was we used the word consider.
I recall when we started this process, you were not the administrator, Mr. Stickles was, and my understanding was we were going to do this all at the same time. Now, I may be wrong, but pretty good at remembering these things.
It is part of their contract to prepare the ordinances.
Right.
To
18 months will be the maximum.
The land use plan.
Oh, that's a maximum, but I'm just saying it was emphasized that these guys have the ability to do it all at one time, and that's the goal we were trying to achieve. If that's not wrong,
because I think last time we were, if you're not mistaken, Mr. Cole, that we had a consultant that actually prepared the land use plan, made suggestions, and then staff took it from that. If I'm not mistaken,
he was still working on it. We used the last time didn't work.
Correct.
And that's why we were going to do it all simultaneously this time to make it work.
I think I agree with you because
we'll see if it happens.
I still have the ordinances from the last two land use plans.
Agree today. We'll see how it is.
Certainly agree with you.
Due today. I agree with that.
Where are we on the open space definition?
Uh,
We don't have one.
Well, it's either,
we do
it's
have
what
one.
Mr. Langdis said, and what Mr. Phillips
one.
Said was, it's either going to be the ordinance of the land use plan or the definition in the draft, correct? So it should actually be the ordinance or whatever. Whatever you shake out in the ordinance is law, and that's what should be governing this document, correct?
What's your question to me?
Should it be the definition
it
of the draft of the land use
sure.
plan or the ordinance? It should be the ordinance.
That's a political decision. That's
yeah.
between
you.
You
do both.
It's how would you
but
like
it? Should
it
should be the ordinance.
Yeah. How do you guys want to do it?
Okay.
Ask her.
Made a motion suggestion, John. We've been 50 minutes on this already.
I'm okay with it as it is. I mean, it gives us something to work with now, and if there's a change to the open space in the future, definition in the future, then we can address it at that time.
Are you striking? Are we striking which should be subdivided land not consisting of any structure, and adding the what I suggested, the land use plan or ordinance?
I think that just muddies the water. I mean, if there's a motion, we can certainly vote on it, but just beating it around.
All right.
I'll make a motion that the
your snowball's rolling down this hill. You can't stop.
Hey, what's your
now.
Motion, Mr. Rogers? Excuse me, Mr. Cole. What's your motion, Mr. Rogers? Let's get moving.
I make a motion. The suggestion I made on item 6 by striking that center sentence, which says, which shall be unsubdivided land not containing any structures. And as suggested by legal counsel, that be stricken and left open for whatever shakes out in the land use ordinance for open space.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second by Mr. Phillips, to amend number 6. And I think Mr. Rogers eloquently just stated how he would strike the subdivided land not containing structures. And
so may I read that paragraph before
yes.
so we're clear?
Would you read it?
Mr. Rogers, is this correct that your motion would be that number 6 be amended to the minimum percentage of the total site which shall be set aside as common open space shall be 40% of the total land area including in the application?
And with legal counsel's advice, that center sentence should say the definition of open space is going to be what the ordinance is defined and passed in the land use plan.
I believe it would be very clear and show that you're thinking along the same lines if you put as the same has been defined.
That's Mr. Rogers' motion with the help of Mr. Lang.
Question.
Yes, sir.
If you reference the land use plan and then you amend it by ordinance, it still refers to the land use plan.
Well, the land
if
use
you
plan,
amend the land use plan by ordinance?
No, if you adopt the land use plan, mm-hmm. you reference the land use plan as ordinance. And then you create an ordinance that has more specificity to it, then you end up with a different definition.
But the land use plan is a document. The ordinance gives the document teeth and the force of law.
Absolutely. That's why there should be no reference to the land use plan in number 6.
Well,
because the open space is defined by whatever the
ordinance
latest
is.
Definition
is.
Open space ordinance.
That's
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's what I'm
should be ordinance.
Is that what you said, Mr. Rogers?
You need to include both.
I didn't understand that at
the
beginning.
Way,
I'm glad you said
Mr.
it.
Mr. Lank read the amendment is what he's asking for.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Dukes, I'd like to make a motion that we strike any.
Yeah, we've got
a motion
in
a second.
Oh, we got a motion.
You want an amendment to ask for an amendment. You want to ask for an amendment to the motion?
Yeah. I'd like to make an amendment to your motion on strike.
Well, we've got
striking.
A motion and a second first.
Oh, you have a second on this already?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The motion was made by Mr. Rogers and second to Mr. Phillips. And do we need another?
Please.
For Robin's sake, Mr. Lank, would you tell say it one more time?
Well, what I read was change somewhat.
No.
what I understood
yeah.
was the minimum percentage of the total site which shall be set aside as common open space shall be 40% of the total land area included in the application.
That's correct.
Is that what you want?
And then when the ordinance is passed for the word open space, this will refer to that.
But it's not a part of the ordinance unless you include it. You want to add that into this ordinance? That's what I'm asking.
No, he's just making the clarification.
That's why I want to be clear. That's why I want to be clear.
That's not. I don't think that's what he meant.
This one, open space will be defined as a term or by ordinance. It should be in there. That was my first statement.
I understand it, but it sounded like you weren't including that in your.
No, it should be part of the motion. Just deleting it, leaving it blank. That's another gray area.
I agree. I don't disagree, but we need to be clear. What I was saying was that if you make reference to the land use plan, then you amend it by ordinance, you could end up with a different definition by ordinance than you have in
land use plan.
Take
the land use plan out and put definition of open space.
Hopefully council will be paying attention to make sure that land use plan and the ordinances all had a common, because that's where you're going to have your cases and where you're going to be hiring Griffin and Hackett to do a lot of work for you. And that's why I didn't want that between the commas, because that creates a different open space definition than what possibly will be in the ordinance. We can't have three separate definitions of open space.
Absolutely.
Will you define that again? And
council will prepare that. Can council quote that reference?
Will you reference this one more, or repeat number six one more time, and reference the open space ordinance and not the land use plan?
No.
No?
Council can.
Basically, my understanding of what you're intending is to have it stricken, and then you'll have an ordinance deciding at some point in time what open space is, and at that time, that will apply to any use of the term open space in any of your ordinances previously.
Okay.
How would you word it then?
If that's what you're looking to do, I would simply strike the "which shall be under subdivided land not containing any structures." That will allow you the flexibility to decide what open space is at a future date and time.
And that's what Mr. Lang
read
twice.
First time.
Yes.
Thank you. I have a motion second by Mr. Rogers. Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion? Please, no questions. Mr. Cole.
It's moving in a positive direction on that. Sure. Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried.
Now I'd like to make a motion, Mr. President.
Yes, sir. Mr. Cole.
I'd like to go back to the issue of the environmentally sensitive developing district, and I would like to make a motion that we strike any reference to the environmentally sensitive developing areas or district in this ordinance. And maybe we ought to come up with a separate one later on, again, if this is workable or something, in the environmentally sensitive district. But right now, I think it's hard to put these two together, because when you look at town centers and developing areas, and there's a little map that circulates around the county showing these areas, and they're around the town centers. The only place that's different is the whole coastal area of Sussex County, which incorporates a lot of rural areas where people are going to be, I think, upset with the change. So you expect town centers to develop outward, but the environmentally sensitive developing area was for other reasons, and increasing density and other things maybe not have merit there. So my motion would be strike any reference to it, and
I'd
like to make that motion.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, to strike reference to environmental sensitive areas out of this definition. Do I have a second?
Or out of the ordinance.
Out of the ordinance. Do I have a second?
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers, second the motion. Any questions? Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. I think it would be we would make this ordinance a workable ordinance.
Mr. Phillips.
I'm going to vote no, for the obvious reason that it gives the developers the opportunity to increase density, as they have for the last 7 applications in the past year, without paying a dime. Why would you want to allow them to increase density with fewer restrictions than greater restrictions as defined in this ordinance?
I'm a Republican.
Mr.
I
Rogers.
Like additional restrictions.
Mr. Rogers.
I think, and I'll vote yes, because I think if this is removed, I think that you'll have a 5-0 vote to support this ordinance, and I think it has merit.
Mr. Jones?
My vote's no.
I think it's going right opposite of what our land use plan says. We have a land use plan now that's certified by the state saying that we should increase density around town centers and those areas there, and I've said for all along, the fault is with the county, and Mr. Kramer will back me up on this. We have not been giving enough density, and that's why we're back now to Millsboro, and people are saying, I got a beach house in Millsboro. My vote is no. Motion is denied.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it does to me, Mr. Cole.
I know that.
Okay.
I'm aware of that. That's what worries me most.
Gentlemen, where we go?
Read the title.
Any other questions?
No.
Read the title, Mr. Phillips.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential. Oh, sorry. Got me writing too much stuff. Hold on. An ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Section 22 of the Code of Sussex County, allowing for an increase of density for multifamily dwelling structures and/or townhouses and/or townhomes in AR1 districts within comprehensive plan growth areas, providing for specific circumstances, fees, and/or conditions for obtaining such an increase in density, and providing an incentive for the acquisition and preservation of open space and/or active and/or passive recreation areas.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones. the title just read by Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
Should that motion include the reference to amendments already voted on for item number 3 and item number 6?
Yes, they should.
Did you say that?
As amended.
You said as amended? Okay.
Items 3 and 6.
Okay. You've heard the motion. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
The Sussex County Land Trust, it seems to me, is looking for a revenue source, and this is the latest scheme. As with other problems facing Sussex County, it's basically this council, the majority of this council, has decided to give developers more density to solve some of our problems. And affordable housing is another good example about how we're solving that problem by additional density. Traffic is the byproduct of density, additional density, and it doesn't seem to enter into this discussion. DLDOT needs to improve traffic flow in Sussex County, not just in coastal Sussex County, but it's getting all over Sussex County before any additional density schemes are permitted. Some facts. We have thousands of units that are already approved along all the major corridors and also scattered throughout this county's agricultural district. If you want to address open space, other issues, you do it through an impact fee. I have not been able to find any community that is charging for density, additional density. But we have roadways at capacity. We have schools that are overcrowded. Our sewer capacity is threatened. We've ignored 40 years of established zoning in the AR district, which has protected it in the sense that it's a single-family home development area. RPCs and conditional uses have always provided for the flexibility to protect these neighborhoods, the environment, can control density. It even can do housing types. This council has chosen not to do it over the years. Of course, they'll blame that on me somehow. But they have not. They have had the ability. They cannot control themselves. There's still no good definition of open space. That's another fact. We just went through another half hour, of this. There's no standards, no real standards. I mean, here we are getting all this additional density, and we're going to get some trees, and there have to be a local species, and this and that. I mean, minor stuff. Doesn't even compare. Anyway, higher densities also have never afford. We always heard, give higher densities, you'll have affordable housing. That's another bunko argument for the people who want just to get more and more. I know many, many developers, folks. I live down at the beach. I know them all. I see them different places. 9 out of 10 of them are saying, we've done too much. We need to do something. And this council is going in the opposite direction. Emergency services, another issue. We can't get the response times are getting more and more difficult. And as we have to relocate and pay and hire and create more paramedic units, that gets awfully expensive. The taxes are going up because of all this growth. Don't kid yourself. Currently, we can do all this. Right now, every time I ask Mr. Phillips, we can do this. Oh, yeah, we can do this. We can do it now. We can do all this stuff today. They've chosen not to do it. How can you trust a council that has had the ability and has ignored it all? So the open space should be in close proximity. Now, we address that with this watershed. There won't be enough money collected, folks, to buy any pieces of ground in these watersheds. And, of course, we don't even know what the watersheds look like. In the local papers, as I alluded to earlier, I found numerous letters, most of them in opposition. The only one I kept coming across was Mr. Phillips trying to promote this ill-conceived program. The environmentally sensitive district needs more protection, not more density. This ordinance will do harm, like I said, to people who cannot have moved out of these congested areas of Rehoboth and Lewis, et cetera, and all along the coast area. They've moved out around Camp Barnes, and they've moved out in the what they thought were rural areas, and they wanted single-family detached homes, and what they're going to get is something different because it's all about money. So I don't see how anybody can have any confidence that this is going to work. The cluster housing didn't really do what it was supposed to do. The additional density, none of the stuff they propose is really working. So again, I see a rush to judgment. You can see here today where we have a meeting tonight to discuss this with our land use consultants, and they've chosen, three of them have chosen not to do it. If that's good
if that's good legislation, if they're if they are doing their job the best they can do, we've got problems in this county because this is not in your best interest. So my vote is no, and it's a shame that we've got this kind of government. You look back, I've been here long enough that we used to look back at the guys in the years past, and we go, oh, well, they just didn't understand it. They just it must have been over their heads. The same thing's going to be said about these gentlemen, but they've been living through it. They understand. Don't kid yourself. These guys know what they're doing, and it's not in the best interest of Sussex County. So my vote's no.
Mr. Phillips. Excuse me. No, we don't need that.
I would point out that I remain silent while Mr. Cole accused me of several things, so I would ask the same courtesy of Mr. Cole.
You got the floor, Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Cole's hypocrisy is obvious, as he has voted to increase density in 5 of the last 7 applications that fall within the environmentally sensitive developing district. Let me repeat that. 5 of the last 7 applications, Mr. Cole voted in favor of increasing density in the environmentally sensitive developing district. This ordinance would create new restrictions on that development, and it would provide a revenue stream so that those developers can start giving back to the county in the form of preserving open space. I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
You cut that off quick.
Your turn.
I thought I had 15 minutes.
More time on me.
As I said earlier, and I don't want to be redundant too many times, that I feel this is a good document. It has merit. It has some tweaking needs to be done. I'd like to wait a week or so. We have a meeting tonight. I'm trying to get to this open space definition we've been fighting for about 6 years now. I don't agree with everything that Mr. Cole says, but in light of voting on higher densities we have in some areas, and higher density as dictated by state planning is appropriate in some areas, but in this document I like to see it not in the environmentally sensitive area. Yes, town centers and around towns, state planning says that's where the density should be, and you're going to see that a little later on this morning. A development that the state has applauded and look for a guide to the future. However, with trying to get to a definition of open space, I'd like to see, this is a good document. It just needs some more tweaking, and I just felt that we could wait to do that. So not going against it, not going for it, I'm not voting.
You say not voting?
You say not voting?
Not voting.
It's same as a no.
That's the same as a no.
Same
then.
Okay. That's good. Thank
Mr. Jones.
As I stated early in my statement, I said that the land trust has supported this. It gives us more open space. I think by amending a couple of the amendments within the ordinance is good. The bigger buffer, the catch-all is gone. I said that the open space ordinance is something that needs it. We do have an ordinance now. It needs to be certainly revisited. We've tried it several times. Hopefully we'll do a better job. And everybody, they can point fingers at everybody, but there's 5 of us up there. Nobody's introduced anything different since we scrapped it about 3 years ago. So, don't point the fingers to everybody. My vote is yes, as amended.
We hear that taxes are going up. Land use consultant has now been consulted with. Both of those are not true. The land use consultant has addressed this issue, and if there is need to redefine this ordinance in the future, this council will be glad to do so. With the amendments we put on it this morning, my vote is yes. Motion is passed.